The WTO arbitration panel on retaliation will issue its official ruling on December 7th. The ruling, which has been delayed from an initial November deadline, will determine the level of retaliation tariffs Canada and Mexico can use. Nick Giordano of the National Pork Producers Council says retaliatory actions are likely to quickly follow the WTO announcement.
If you're a pork producer, if you're in the pork industry, but more broadly speaking, if you're in U.S. food and agriculture or even manufacturing, you're in harm's way here, and I think anybody in the private sector or any member of Congress, for that matter, who suggests that we're not looking down the face of retaliation here again is living in a world simply that doesn't exist. This is an accident waiting to happen.
Through the inaction by the United States, time is out for a chance to make cool WTO compliant.
The problem is, legally, Canada and Mexico are being empowered to retaliate, and if they don't like whatever Congress does, they still legally can retaliate. And what they're saying is that they will settle for nothing other than repeal. So if Congress passes another labeling law, well, some people are of the mistaken belief that the WTO won't authorize them to retaliate and will review. That is patently false.
Giordano points to comments by House Agriculture Chair Mike Conaway, who said the Senate should vote, as the House did earlier this year, to repeal COOL, followed by a notice and comment period on what an acceptable approach on labeling will be, allowing everyone to weigh in.
And I think anybody that doesn't want to go down that route really is subjecting farmers and ranchers to unnecessary financial losses, and that's really unacceptable. So what we need the Senate to do is to follow the lead of the House so that we don't lose U.S. exports and U.S. jobs. And then we can have a national discussion about what makes sense in terms of a label. And I'll tell you this, we got to make sure that whatever that label might be, first of all, I think it should be voluntary. And second of all, we've got to make sure that it doesn't violate international trade rules.
Michael Clements reporting.